What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday morning. The Packers have two more practices prior to Saturday's cut down to 53. Sunday, the formation of the 16-man practice squad will happen. And then Monday, we'll start game week. Pretty crazy to think about after months and months of speculation, touch and go, will it, won't it? We're on the precipice. We're on the cusp. I can't thank you guys enough for sticking with Cheesehead TV throughout it all and throughout the 2020 season and beyond. Means a lot that you guys make Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine. We know there are a lot of options out there for you. It's a saturated spot, and just a few of you choose to stick with us day in and day out. Really means the world to everyone here at Cheesehead TV. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Old timer Dave is here. What's up? What's up, E. Maddie and Appleton? Good morning from New York City. How are you? Aaron, keep it up. I will do my best. Where's that question? Veldeer. It's not even a question. It's just Veldeer. Maybe he gets a call. As of right now, there has been no movement as such, but we'll see what the next couple days bring. Randy says, Lane Taylor at right guard. I am guessing, what thoughts do people have for right tackle? I'll be Rick Wagner, most likely. You've worn that shirt three times this week, Nags. Craig, incorrect. I have not worn it once this week, actually. Wore it last week. But earlier this week, I wore Carry the G. And before that, I wore the Cheesehead TV striped shirt. Got to disagree with your police work there. Time to button up, man. It's almost a regular season. Get that film work down. I like the O-line starters, just depth. Well, I think depth at tackle is an issue. I don't think there's any question there. But that's going to be the case in most NFL cities. I think they've done a really good job of stockpiling interior depth. You've got Lucas Patrick. Lane Taylor will undoubtedly be the starting right guard. Well, I say undoubtedly, but most likely be the starting guard there. They've got a couple of young guys in their draft picks that can move around a little bit, although they have tried to keep them all in one spot as far as what they've been trained to do. So it's not like past years where they've been training them all across the line. But, yeah, I think interior I'm not so worried about. Tackle, yeah, that's getting – what did Rodgers say? Unsettled. Very unsettled. Have I seen the offense operate out of shotgun or under center more frequently during training camp? That's a good question. I would say – God, it feels like a real split, but yeah, there's been a little more under center. I don't say a ton more, but they've certainly been working that aspect of it, especially in their play action game. That's been very noticeable. Would I have been more confident with Martin as inside linebacker 2 than Burks? I don't know about more confident. I'd be excited to watch it. There's no doubt about that. I hate that now we have to wait at least probably 8 weeks to see Martin on the field. But, you know, there's always trepidation. It's a rookie. He looked good this summer. There's no question about that. But you never know what happens when the lights come on and stuff starts to matter and things are live. At least with Burks, you kind of know what you're going to get. But yeah, no, I was anxious and excited to watch Martin on the field. Now I'm going to have to wait. But look, I think Burks will be serviceable. I don't think he's going to be the difference between the defense succeeding or failing. But I'm interested to see how much they utilize him, as opposed to going heavy sub like they have in the past. Sanu, Sano. Joshua. Maureen, these injuries, how serious? Well, sure sounds like Martin. My guess is, obviously the Packers won't tell us anything until they have to, which is not until next week Wednesday. But my guess is we'll see Martin make the 53-man roster and then be placed on injured reserve. And this year, the injured reserve rules about who you can bring back when are very different than they have been in the past, somewhat due to COVID-19. They are able to bring people back earlier, but I don't think you'll see Martin until probably week 8 or 9. So he's out for an extended period of time. With Turner, it sure sounds like from all the reporting around it that he is most likely going to miss week 1, but he could be back for week 2. So we'll see what happens there. And, hey, maybe Wagner plays lights out in week 1 and and Lane Taylor holds it down and Turner doesn't even get back on the field right away. That's a possibility. So we'll see. It's nothing, I don't think, season altering, but there's certainly something they're going to have to manage. Currently in organic chemistry class, first daily I've made live in months. Packers greater than chemistry. Packers are chemistry, man. It all weaves together. I'm kidding, man. Pay attention. You can talk to me later. At work, I'll have to listen later. Everyone's at school and work. Man, do your jobs. Stay in school. Do the things that matter. This is strictly for homeless and or unemployed people. No, I'm kidding. But I thank you guys for taking time out of your busy day to check in and talk some Packers. Turner may lose his job. It happens all the time. Happened to Lane Taylor last year. It's a distinct possibility, no doubt about it. Rookie you're most excited for this year? It was Kamal Martin. He probably still is. But now I got to wait to watch him. But yeah, A.J. Dillon will be a fine second place for me. I mean, he's going to be really exciting in the offense. I don't know how much he's going to play right out of the gate, but he's going to be fun to watch. I am a teacher, so working and at a school. Well, Brett, I hope the little ones are not around you at the moment. But if they are, hello, class. How are you? Once Kamal comes back, if he is as advertised, paired with the development of Rashawn and Josh, if the play as advertised, could very much make our defense very, very interesting. Well, Evan, obviously there's a lot of ifs there, but yeah, it could very much so. Rashawn Gary is the one who's probably the most exciting out of everybody you just talked about. He looks absolutely, I won't say revitalized because I don't think he went anywhere, but his development is right on schedule and he has looked very, very good this summer. William, thank you for the super chat. Do I really have to say, like this, people, like the video? Thank you, William. Krista, I won multiple trivias from this desk. I'll bet you did. Krista, our multi-time champion at Cheesehead TV Live Trivia. Dude, the Facebook comment sections are so toxic on Packers pages. Just a bunch of old white people saying they're not going to watch because of the kneeling. Andrew, there's that aspect, and then there's also the bots. There's a lot more bots this year. I've noticed that. Yeah, just keep scrolling, you know. Hey, man, everyone's all upset about kneeling or the possibility of kneeling, etc. You know they're going to watch week one. And if they don't, literally who cares? Not this guy. RIP to Vince Lombardi, Travis pointing out 50 years to the day. Today is the anniversary of his passing. An absolute legend. And I would say it's apt that his passing comes at a time when he is being name-checked by Mark Murphy as someone who was at the forefront of the fight for racial equality, forever cemented as not only a great figure in sports, football, the NFL, etc., but just in this country. I mean, the man was on the cover of Time magazine not only because he was a great football coach, he was a great human who was way ahead of his time. Do you think the run defense will be our Achilles heel again? Riley, a bit, yeah. I don't think much is going to change in regards to the trouble they might have with some power running schemes and or teams. I am interested to see how Pettine tries to combat that. I don't think there will be wholesale changes or massive kind of reevaluations of what they do. I do think there will be tweaks here and there, and I'm interested to see what those might be. But that's about it. I do think some of the stronger running teams, like a Tennessee, etc., I think they will give the Packers some problems. I feel like I completely forgot about Dexter Williams. I don't know why. Well, because there's been a lot of talk about the three-headed monster that is Jones, Williams, and Dillon, and Dexter is clearly the odd man out, unfortunately. I don't think that's much of a surprise. Oh, Evan, Dales or Spotted Cow? Oh, how can I choose? Yes. Yes is the answer to that question. I'll just alternate. How's that? One for left hand, one for right hand. Booyah! Problem solved. Great questions. Questions with 12. I saw more vulnerability in his answers than normal. He seems ready to work. Aaron, it's been talked about a lot. His mood / appearance, whatever, what have you, at camp this summer has been very relaxed, jovial at times, fun, whatever word you want to use. He's in a good mood. He's ready to work. He's ready to ball out, and I think he will. No question about it. Watching film on Dean Lowry, got to be more disciplined. He was jumping out of gaps way too much. Carlos, it's funny you say that because he mentioned that himself when we talked to him, I think, 2 weeks ago. So he is very, very aware of what you're talking about. You got to think that has been addressed and or focused on throughout the offseason and these last couple weeks at camp. Jerry Montgomery saying similar things. So, yeah, I think not only that, but just more consistent play across the board is what they need from Lowry. Certainly had a down year last year, but I expect him to bounce back. How do you think EQ does coming back from his injury? You know, it's been slow going for EQ. At camp, he was out there. I think he had a solid start to the summer. He missed a few days, but I believe he was back yesterday or 2 days. Yesterday. You know, I think he will be a move the chains type. I don't think he's going to wow you with huge splash plays very often, although they may be on offer on occasion. He's just got to prove it day in and day out, get more involved, get earn 12's trust again. Not to say that he lost it, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what the rotation is at wide receiver. You've heard a lot about MVS for good reason. I think he is going to be the third man, so to speak, in that rotation. But that's not to say EQ won't get on the field, because I think he will. I just don't see much yet in the way of explosiveness, big playability that he seemed to flash his rookie year. But some of that could be the byproduct of coming off that high ankle sprain. You never know how those injuries are going to affect guys. But I still think he can be very effective as he continues to kind of ease back into the offense, so to speak. William, thank you for the super chat. This team can look a lot different if we sign Snacks, re-sign Tremont, and BJ Rashi. Well, you were fine until you got to Raji. Just sign Snacks. I'd be down. I understand why they've moved on from Tremont, especially after spending a couple weeks watching this secondary. They are very young, athletic, and talented. I'm really excited to watch Chandon Sullivan emerge this year. Patrick, you literally gave us a super chat to say, sorry, I am late. It is quite all right, sir, and thank you. Do you think the defense or offense is going to play a bigger role in success this year? I think the offense, simply because I think the defense will be pretty similar to what we saw last year. I think they're still going to be opportunistic. I think they're still going to be very good in the red zone. And I still think they're going to have trouble with teams marching between the 20s. Whereas on the offensive side of the ball, I do think they will continue to develop. I think they will be a more efficient unit this year. And ultimately, I see them continuing their success also in the red zone. So if there's one that I think is going to be a little bit more progressive and or develop a little bit more and help them more in 2020, it's probably on the offensive side of the ball. Who's going to be starting at tight end? Edward, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. No, I mean, the Packers obviously have given us parameters about what we can talk about or what we can't talk about, etc. If I were to guess, I have no inside information. I have not seen anything at practice in probably a week now. So if I had to guess, I would say Robert Tonyan is your tight end one to start the season with a liberal mixing of Jace, Big Dog, etc. As the year goes on, I fully expect Jay Sternberger to take over that role and to emerge as the tight end one. You heard Aaron Rodgers yesterday. I asked him about attacking the middle of the field. He was talking about the need for that type of receiver who can get down the seam, who can work over the middle. I think Jace is that guy. We heard Matt LaFleur talk about how he needs to do maybe not a better job because they haven't played any games yet, but he needs to feature Jace a little bit more because he really hasn't had many opportunities with the ones and or throughout the summer of camp. I think once he gets involved in the offense, you're going to see a really promising young player. Riley, thank you for the super chat. Thanks for the daily chats. Thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say. Thanks for hanging out, talking Packers. Who wins the right tackle job, in my opinion? Well, right now it's going to be a default to Wagner. With Billy being hurt, and it sounds like he won't be available week one, or at least he'll be hard pressed to be available for week one. It's going to default to Wagner most likely. Now, we'll see what happens here in the next couple of days. If he, you know, avoids having a setback, maybe something more happens with that arm. Who knows? But right now, you got to think it's going to be Wagner and Taylor on that right side. Who's the number one free agent we should sign? Snacks Harrison. Special teams was a big issue last year, even with the addition of Irvin. Huh? This has been an issue for years. How do the Packers address this? Brandy, I vehemently disagree with that assessment. They were quite good with Irvin. And in fact, when you look at what they did coming off of 2018 into 2019, when it comes to penalties, which was absolutely atrocious under McCarthy, especially those last few years, Menenga did a fantastic job of cleaning that up. Now, yes, the return game was abysmal prior to Irvin's arrival, but they were pretty damn good once Irvin got in there. You couple the lack of penalties with Irvin's return ability, I think they're going to be pretty good on special teams. I think they're trending in the right direction there. Bring Tony Mandridge to play right tackle. Oh, now we're off the rails. Hey, Aaron, do you think we'll see more two running back sets this year? I remember seeing Jones and Williams both out there early in the season, but they seemed to shy away from it later. Chad, I'm with you 1,000,000,000%. That Vikings game in particular, week two, is the blueprint for me. That opening drive, some the opening 15 plays, featured a lot of stuff with both of them in the backfield. And we saw it a couple times after that, but that was the one game where they really seemed to feature it. I absolutely love it. And maybe A.J. Dillon being present gives them more confidence in using that, because I think some of that may be down to not wanting to wear both of them out. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I would love to see a lot more of it. I don't know. Will we? I think we'll see running backs and tight ends being involved in the passing game a lot more in general. If that, whether that equates to seeing more two back sets, that I can't tell you. But we'll find out. But I would love it. Definitely love it. Do you think they keep Montrevious Adams on the roster? Really good question, George. He has been MIA due to injury for the bulk of camp. You know, he had a good first practice and then got hurt and then has missed time essentially with that toe since then. So my hunch is yes, but you can't rule out the possibility that they let him go. Some kind of injury settlement. Hey, next, does Zimmer shake LaFleur's hand after we stop the Queens next week? Oh, you know everybody's going to be watching it. Everyone's going to be interested. I can't wait. I can't wait. Nothing will ever top last year, but yeah, let's hope so. How's Josiah DeGuara? Kurt, he looks very athletic. I understand why they drafted him. You see the potential. I think he's at least a few months away from really contributing on a consistent basis. That's not to say that he won't be utilized at times early on in the season, but man, he looks like he's swimming a little bit. But when he knows what he's doing and is just running a route or just making a play, you see the potential. You see the upside. He is a smooth athlete with really nice hands, good explosion in and out of his breaks. After he gets the ball in his hand, he looks really good after the catch. But man, he's being asked to do a whole lot. You know, from H-back to fullback to tight end, inline, split out, everything he's being asked to do. It's understandable that he's, you know, swimming a little bit. But yeah, I think once he gets the offense down and is really kind of comfortable and the game slows down for him a little bit, he's going to be a very exciting addition to this offense. No question. Jason, thank you for the super chat. What is the EQ injury I heard about? We don't know. He did sit out. He was back, though, yesterday. So we'll see. But he did sit out for a few days. But until next Wednesday, the Packers are not required to provide us with an injury report. And I haven't seen any reporting on it. It may be out there somewhere, but I haven't seen it. So we don't know. I know we got – see, sometimes you get a report like NFL Network put out there that Montrevious Adams had a sprained toe. So that one we know about. I only know Wagner injured his left arm because I saw it. You know, I watched the trainers looking at his left arm. So things of that nature, you can know what the injury is. But sometimes guys miss practice and you have no idea why. Jair Alexander sat down for a couple days. No clue why. But then he was back, etc. We saw Z sit out for a number of days, almost five, I think. And we have no idea what that was about. Until, you know, week one, they're not required to tell us anything about injuries. And Matt LaFleur has made it very clear that he is not going to give us a peep about what guys are going through until he has to. Gustavo, thank you for the super chat. Thank you very much. Hey, Aaron, can you explain to me what physically means playing in rhythm? Thanks and cheers from Brazil. What's up, Brazil from New York City? Playing in rhythm. I would suspect you're talking about the quarterback spot. You'll hear a lot when it comes to quarterback play or offensive play in general. every time a quarterback drops back to pass, he is doing so in a rhythm, so to speak, of the play as it is designed. The guys running routes are doing so in support of and in conjunction with the footwork of the quarterback. You'll hear a lot about three-step drop, five-step drop, seven-step drop. That's the number of steps the quarterback takes back from the center. How it's supposed to work, how you would draw it up, how you want it to work, is the quarterback takes those steps, and at the top, what they call the top of his drop, when he, one, two, three, look at your progressions, find the open man, and fire in rhythm. You want that quarterback to step, take those five steps, say, look at his progressions, and then fire. Usually off the, take the fifth step, and then rock forward and fire the football. That is how the plays are designed. For the quarterback to play in rhythm. And what has been a topic of conversation around Aaron Rodgers in the last couple of years is that he often does not play in rhythm. He gets to the top of his drop, sometimes sees an open guy, sometimes guys are covered, but the concerning parts are when he sees a guy that is open but doesn't fire in rhythm. He gets to the top of his drop, hesitates, and then either sits there and tries to find an open guy or tries to escape outside the pocket. More often than not, you want that quarterback to play in rhythm, to play within the rhythm of the offense. The steps the wide receivers are taking are married to the steps the quarterback is taking. That's how it's supposed to be done. And more often than not, it has not been happening with regularity in Green Bay. Now, all of that said, I will say it sure looked like Aaron and the wide receivers were on a much better page this summer from what I've seen. And that's why I asked Aaron the question yesterday. But we'll see how it transpires once the games start. Thanks for the question. Calvin, that's an interesting question. Thank you for the super chat. Favorite TV production slash team, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, etc. It's got to be Sunday Night Football, right? And I know people are down on Chris Collinsworth for a number of reasons, whatever. I think he's great. I think he's fun. He has lost his fastball a little bit, and I hate how he tries to shoehorn in PFF now every chance he gets because he bought them. But still, I mean, they are the gold standard. Fred, who produces it, Al on the call, Chris with the color, you can't beat it. It's the absolute best. I mean, nothing will ever top Summerall and Madden back in the day. But right now, those are the best in the business. What else we got here? Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Do you think Sternberger is tight end one by week six? I mean, that's a crystal ball question, right? Yeah, probably. But don't hold me to it. You know, a lot can happen in those 6 weeks. But, yeah, I would suspect, yes. A nuclear family, thank you for the super chat. Oh, where'd you go? Oh, there you are. Do you get to see the Packers practice trick plays? What would your consequence be if you reported on it? What if you talked about depth charts? Well, I did talk about depth charts a little bit ago, so we'll find out. Trick plays, you know, it's funny because I saw them run one last summer. They ran a tackle eligible that went to Justin McCray. And McCray obviously ended up getting cut. And I kept waiting all year for them to pull it out. And they never did. But I didn't tweet it out. I didn't talk about it until after the season. Because then I figure it's fair game, right? But I think, you know, well, what is the consequence? Is having your credential pulled. You want to talk about stuff they don't want you to talk about, you know, that is very specifically outlined in their guidelines, then, you know, okay, great. Hope that report was worth it because now your credential is gone. That's, you know, the deal you strike when you get to watch practice, at least as a member of the media. There we go. Sorry, guys. Stefan, thank you for the super chat. Cousins to a teammate. The Smiths are coming. If I die, I die. Go Pack Go from Austria. That could be a Morrissey song. If I die, I die. That's what Morrissey would sing to Kirk Cousins. Tony Romo was a good player, all in caps. Sorry, just had to say it. Joey, I totally agree. There. I'm glad we're all in agreement. And what a way to end it. Wisconsin's own Tony Romo on the chat. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It really helps everything we do, including having game day watch parties each and every game day this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. But if you can't, like I said, please hit like, hit subscribe. And hey, this is the week the Packers yearbook comes out. The official Green Bay Packers yearbook is ready to be shipped. If you haven't got yours yet, go to packersyearbook.com and use code CHTVBOOK. That's all one word, CHTVBOOK. You get 10% off for your official Green Bay Packers yearbook. It's fantastic. Can't recommend it enough. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.